Hello. So today we are going to be learning Likutei Torah Vayikra Daf Yud Aleph. We are starting at the bottom of the first column where we are completing the beer of the Maimer V'haya Ara Lavanak Ara Chama, and the beer is called Inyan Shivas Yimei Hamiluyim. So we're going to be finishing that beer. Then we're going to start the Maimer Lahavim Mashikasa B'Hagada Matzah Zu Shanu Eichlim. And that's going to take us to the end of the first column of Daf Yud Beis. Now, this beer, so we offered one interpretation, but now in Eis Dalid that we're starting with today, he's going to really offer a pretty fresh take that is mostly new. So the Shivas Yimei Hamiluyim are the 7 days of installation, the 7 days of empowerment, during which God empowers the Kaihanim. The Zayar explains that through the Shemana Mishcha, it creates this unit of 7 days during which the Kaihanim are lifted up, and during which, in a sense, the whole world is lifted up to offer the world a taste of what life will be like when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, we say that the V'haya Ara Lavanak Ara Chama. So now the Alter Rebbe is going to offer a different framework for this. So he says that another way of explaining the words miluyim is that the word miluyim can refer to tefilling shememale umamshich ha'ar in hasayim kol amen bimemale kol amen. The miluyim is a reference to the drawing of seviv into memale through keser. Because Keser has this unique quality of being a Mamutza HaMechaber, in that it has both the qualities of the Matzil and the qualities of the Netzal, right? Both the qualities that are in Seif and the qualities of creation. And this revelation, the revelation of Keser, is referred to as the Ar Shiva Sayamim, the light of the 7 days. Now, to explain this, we know that there's a very common question. That in one place it says, as a Shemayim v'sa'aretz animala, that the heavens and the earth I fill, I meaning the Eibishter Mehusay v'atz Mosay. But then in other places it says, Mola kol haretz kveidai, that his glory fills the earth. And his glory is universally a reference to a revelation of God, to a ray of God, to an emanation of God. And so the question, of course, is which one is it? Yeah, which perspective of God does creation get to experience? And the answer is that, of course, of course it is the Eibishter himself, as Shemayim v'Haaretz animala, is of course the correct perspective. However, despite the fact that God fills all of creation, the nature of creation is such that we cannot experience him, that he's kadosh u'muvdol, that he is separate from us, and that we only experience a ray, a glimmer of him, and that is the kveidai, that is what the other pasuk is referring to when it says mola kol haaretz kveidai. Now, the purpose of Torah mitzvahs is to unite these two perspectives, is to draw down seviv, is to draw down this perspective of ani, of God as he is himself, into the world. As we say, when Mashiach comes, umala haaretz deyas Hashem, that the world will be filled with this perspective of really knowing God, and that is accomplished through the mitzvahs. Now, the Shivas Yimei Hamiluyim, their function is to draw this malez, to draw this filling into the world, to draw the ani into the male kol haaretz kveidai. Now, within the minutia of the example of Shivas Yimei Hamiluyim, right, to kind of hyper focus on the actual framework of the pasuk, the Alter Rebbe explains that we say that the Eibishter is Hamisnasim Yemais Eilam, that Seviv is inherently higher, is inherently distant, is inherently removed, but during the Shivas Yimei Hamiluyim, that Hamisnasa is brought into Yemais Eilam, right? The transcendence of God becomes something that we can that can be appreciated in Midas of Atzilus. And so the Alter Rebbe explains that it's specifically through the Kehanim, that the Kehanim are recipients and representatives of Chesed, and through the training of the Kehanim, the Kehanim are the representatives of this revelation on earth, and they are able to do it through receiving the Shemen HaMishcha, which is the R of the Shivas HaYamim, with the Zayin Tachtenim of Kesser that we explained before, the emotive attributes of Kesser that are drawn into the Kehanim, into Chesed, and the Kehanim then have the ability to serve as the conduit for this revelation. Now the Alter Rebbe in the Maimer, in the Fnim of the Maimer, the Alter Rebbe then brings many different Maimer Mekemes that he expects us to look up and examine, each of which there's Maimer Mekemes both in Nigla and in Kabbalah that provide a far deeper understanding of the Maimer. Unfortunately, there's not enough time to go through all of them, but I'm just going to go through the last few, which Alter Rebbe is going to build on later. So the first one is that the pasuk says, "Ben Adam Ya'an Asher Amra Tzur Al Yerushalayim." Son of man, because Tyre has said about Yerushalayim, and so the Gemara in Pesachim explains that the success of this of Tzur, the success of Tyre, only happened when Yerushalayim was destroyed, and so the word used is Amala, is that the is that it was filled with this destruction, Imala Hacharava, that it became full from this destroyed city, that when Kedusha can no longer serve this function of being Mala, it goes into Klippa, right? That when Yerushalayim is destroyed, that function of Imala, the function of Miluyim, then goes to the city of evil. That the Eitz Chaim explains this Gemara by saying that Malchus of Atzilus is shining, but it's shining only as a single point. But the test spheres that are supposed to contribute to Malchus to Malchus, and there's supposed to be this heightened revelation that reflects all the spheres. But when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the test spheres, instead of transmitting in a form of Kedusha, they transmit in the form of Klippa, and this builds up the city of Tzur. And we have a very similar Maimer Chazal that says that the Shalaygalu Yisrael Elabaradiv Mala, that the Jewish people could only have been chased out of the Beis HaMikdash by a filled redif, by a filled chaser. So again, it's the same theme, that when we don't have the miloy, that when we aren't full, this filled quality is transferred to klipa. And in Avodas Hashem, the Alter Rebbe explains that this is somebody who's in a state where their whole being and all their 10 spheres, all their qualities, are filled and are completely informed by Taivas, by the Nefesh Bahamas, and that they're completely, the way it's described in Kabbalah, paralleling our verse, is a binyan Esther spheres. That the entire personality, in all of its nuances and facets, is completely informed by Klippa. And the Nefesh Elokis remains just a spark, which is Jewish faith. And the examples he gives is the Amunah that Yidden had in Mitzrayim. That even though they were in Mitzrayim, they were betachlos hakaptos, right? Even though in Mitzrayim they were at their lowest level, they still retained Jewish faith. And the other Maamar Chazal, the famous Maamar Chazal, that a Ganef, even while he's in the tunnel, tunneling into somebody's house to steal from him, he davens to Hashem for success. That this Amunah is this Nekudah, this Jewish spark that is always retained. It's limited to a makif state. The way that it has to be drawn down is through das, and the goal is that we work to bring back that miloy to express and be mispashet our that amuna, that spark, into our seichel and midas once again. And when we fill our lives with holiness, automatically the nefesh of Bahamas gets weakened, the taivas get weakened, because the nature of light is that it pushes away darkness, and this reverts back the imala acharava that the klibah became full from this destroyed city, and now the city will return to its state of shlemus. When we fill our lives with light, klipa automatically fades away, like wax in front of a candle, the Alter Rebbe explains. And we find a similar theme when it's explained in Chazal, based on Psukim, that when Mashiach comes, the kinor will have 10 strings, and so the word kinor can be broken up into ner chaf vav. The ner is the neshama, And chaf vav is shem havaya, is the gematria of shem havaya. That when Mashiach comes, we're gonna have all 10 spirits, all 10 qualities will be informed and will be inspired by shem havaya, by a gilei elokus, and we will reach this. We will return to this state of fulfillment, of being full, and this will happen not only in each individual, that each individual can attain this, but this is also a national issue and a universal issue, that when Mashiach comes, the Esher Spheris will all be entirely informed by Elokus, and it will lend a sense of permanence to all of reality, and a sense of permanence to the Gilei Elokus. And the phrase used is the pasuk oil ba yitzan, that the tent will not fall, right? that through our avaida and through the coming of Mashiach, it's going to lend a sense of permanence to reality. Now, this was the goal of the Shivas Yimei Milui. The goal was to bring down the Yamalik Kavod Havaya. It was to bring down a revelation of God in a way that will that brings a fullness back. The goal was, when the Mishkan was dedicated, is to bring a Gilei Elokus that reflects a sense of fulfillment, a sense of fullness, where every part of reality is infused with this revelation. So we say about Mashiach that it's Mirev Kol, that the Kala is going to be Mekabel from this level of Kol, which is the Ar Alavana to Ar HaChama, that the light of the moon is going to be like the light of the sun. The current status in which the moon is diminished is a reflection of the fact that the Tesfiris in Atzilus are not being revealed in Malchus. When Mashiach comes, when we reach this sense of permanence, when we reach the sense of Eil Ba'yitzon, what the Ar Levana is going to be is Ka'ar HaChama. Now, what is the nature of the Ar HaChama? The sun is constantly shining. The sun has a consistency to it, and that consistency is now going to exist within the moon as well. And Me'enza, because what we're describing is Mashiach, but Me'enza, something like this happened during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim, that they began to experience this a little bit in the Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim. And to describe this process further, to describe the Mashiach process further, we go back to this pasuk of V'haya Ar HaLavana. So the pasuk ends with the words, V'yem chavesh Hashem ha-shever ha-amai u-machat makasa yirpa. That the Eibishter is going to cure the broken of his people, and the cut of their wounds he will heal. So what does this mean? That once again, we are returning to this idea of the Eibishter filling and us returning to a state of fullness, and that is the quintessential quality of Mashiach. Now, to understand why we need to be filled, we have to understand how we got broken in the first place. So the pasuk says, "Kishtayim ra'es asa ami, icy azvu," that there was two evils that my people have done. They abandoned me. Makar mayim chayim, the source of living water. Lachsev lahem bayres, to dig for themselves wells. Bayres nishbarim, broken wells. Asher layachlu hamayim, that water could not hold. Now these broken wells, these bayres nishbarim, are the opposite of mayim chayim. That's what's obvious from the pasuk. And what this refers to is connecting ourselves to Taivas Gashmim, which are Bayeris Nishbarim, because Taivas Gashmim come from Shviras HaKelim. So a person who indulges and ties themselves to Taivas Gashmim is essentially tying themselves to the R of Shviras HaKelim. And from this, we is identified as two evils. That this causes a maisa ra, this causes actual practical evil action, in that it strengthens and brings value and permanence to klipa. And we say that God will heal the broken of His people, the wounded of His people. And this brokenness is this brokenness of that we brought upon ourselves by tying ourselves to Taivas Gashmi, by tying ourselves to these broken wells. But says the Alter Rebbe that the word shever has two facets to it. There's the shever of shvira. There's the shever which means broken. And then we also have the Yaakov saying to his sons, ki yeh shever b'mitzrayim, that there is grain in Mitzrayim. And in this sense, shever means hope. So in the times of Mashiach, the Navi is telling us that the Eibishter is going to turn our broken shever, which was us tying ourselves to these broken to this broken system, and He's going to give us the shever of hope. At which point it says that our wounds will then be healed, and it's explained in Medrash that this